Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, guys? Coach Steve here. Welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with one of Maxine's top 10 finalists, Talia McGuffey. Talia, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to chat with you today.
I'm actually so excited to finally get a chance to chat with you. Now, look, just a few days ago, you found out you were in the top 10. Can you tell us a little bit about what the past couple of days has been like for you?
Oh gosh, absolutely overwhelming, to be honest. You know, when I got that phone call from Helen, I was actually in the middle of vacuuming and I was just totally overwhelmed. I was gobsmacked. I think I was speechless. I think I nearly cried. And yeah, the rest of that particular day was just an absolute blur because I just couldn't believe that the journey that I had been on for myself actually managed to make top 10, which was not even in my sights. So the past few days have just been incredible. I never actually shared the fact that I was doing the challenge with anyone apart from my family and one close friend. Mm-hmm. So I then made it public. I showed my transformation on my Instagram profile. And that's when reality really set in that, yeah, I made a difference for myself. And in the last few days, I've actually made a difference in other people's lives as well. So, yeah, for as part as I did myself, yeah, it's actually inspired other people.
That's so good. And look, you should be so proud of the achievement that you've made and then to feel proud that you've now inspired so many other people to, you know, maybe join the challenge, sure, but just to live a fitter and healthier life or even just being aware that, you know, health matters, right? So for that, you know, I thank you for being that role model for everybody. Now, Talia, would you like to start us off by maybe giving yourself a little bit of an introduction, maybe, you know, where you're from, what you do for work and who is Talia?
Okay, so I live in Tumut in New South Wales, which is in the Snowy Mountains region. So if you've ever heard of Gundagai, the dog on the tucker box, where I'm about half an hour from there. I am a mum and I have four children. I'm also a wife to a wonderful husband. For work, well, I have many hats. So obviously I'm a stay-at-home mum. I run around 20 million times a day after the kids. Mm-hmm. And I am also a qualified group fitness instructor and personal trainer. So I actually hold several certificates in the fitness industry. And my other hat is being the bookkeeper and administration behind mine and my husband's business. We are self-employed. He is a diesel mechanic and we have some staff. So I look after all the books and paperwork for them. So yeah, I do many things.
Wow. Yeah. Lots of hats. Talking about group fitness, what class are you mainly taking?
So prior to COVID, I was taking a resistance training circuit class as well as a body pump style type of class. So both 45-minute mm-hmm. circuit type classes here in Tumut at our group fitness establishment. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So you a group fitness instructor and then also holding, of course, personal training certifications. Have you gone through the process of being a personal trainer or is it mostly being a group fitness instructor?
It's funny you should say that, Steve, because so I've held my qualifications for 6 years now and I went straight into group fitness instructing. And when COVID hit and obviously gyms shut down, the classes I run were at 9:30, so they had a creche attached to them. And for the time being, my scheduled classes have not started back up again. Mm-hmm. So I've taken the time in the last sort of 3 to 4 months to re-educate myself and upskill my knowledge and my skills. And with the push of a couple of friends and my husband in the last probably 2 to 3 weeks, I have now started personal training. So from home, I've now taken on a couple of clients and have now started doing that. And to be honest, a lot of it had to do with going through this challenge. It totally changed me, which, you know, I'll get to a bit later, but Yeah, this challenge changed me in more ways than one.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, look, let's talk about why. And I can see that you've signed up for a few challenges in the past. When was your very first challenge with the Maxine Challenge?
So my very first one was in January last year. So January 2019. Mm-hmm. It was Christmas and I wasn't happy with myself. And I thought, you know what, 2019 is going to be my year. My youngest child, he was sort of 18 months old at that stage. And I thought, you know, he's sort of getting to the stage where he's becoming a little bit more independent. Mm-hmm. And I just thought 2019 is going to be my year. I'm going to start looking after me. And so I started the January challenge and I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I thought, yeah, you know, this is just a challenge, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was focused for probably the first 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I just, yeah, sort of faded out. I was like, it sort of just got all too hard. I couldn't fit in the training and then the food prep, and it was really hard with 4 kids and a husband. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, this is all too hard. So, yeah, I didn't even finish that one. Then I didn't do the May challenge. And then I took on the September 2019 challenge as well. I thought, right, I'm going to give this one a go. Just let's give this another go. A couple of my friends were doing it. So I thought, you know, I'll do this one again. And I started it and it was good. And I was doing all the food prep and I did finish that one, but not with the results. Like I dropped a few kilos and I thought, yeah, this is good. But I still wasn't sort of 100% compliant with it. And I thought, no, you know, we're going into summer. Yeah, it's all good. And then the January this year, yeah, so January 2020, I thought, oh, you know, well, I'll give it another go because one of my good friends had actually made the top 10 in the September challenge. Mm-hmm. And I just saw her amazing results and I thought, oh, I can do this. Like, let's give it another go. Third time lucky. Nah. Bum-bum. I was out again. Mm-hmm. The mindset wasn't there. It was nothing to do with COVID, but I think I just, even after the first 4 weeks, the mindset wasn't there and it got all too hard. Mm-hmm. Once again, and I thought, gosh, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. So that challenge didn't even finish it. And then come the May 2020 and we're all in lockdown still, even here in New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And I was here at home. I was, you know, homeschooling the kids, my two eldest kids, I was homeschooling and I just was like unhappy. Mm-hmm. Once again, I was unhappy. I just, you know, I'd lost myself. I was doing everything for the kids. I wasn't teaching at the gym. I wasn't instructing at the gym. I wasn't seeing anyone. I was just eating and eating. And I had lost my mojo. I'd lost my passion for health. I'd lost my passion for fitness. You know, I was cranky. I hated myself basically. Like I really didn't like who I was becoming. And it was when I saw the May challenge come up again and I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this again, once again, fourth challenge, come on, I've got to give this another go. And Helen put up in the Maxine's group, the Maxine's official group, that, you know, submit a video, see if you can get in and she'd pick a winner to go into the platinum. And I'd also seen that the platinum was at a reduced price and I thought, look, I've tried this thing 3 times without any real help. Being a fitness instructor, I was like, I know what to do. I can train until the cows come home and I'm continually having people be accountable to me and I can motivate people and I can push people to their limits. But when it comes to me being accountable to other people, I had no one. Mm-hmm. So I would sort of just slide under the radar and thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a go. So I didn't win the free platinum pass, but I decided enough's enough, jumped in. So I jumped into platinum. Best decision I ever made. Like just Helen is great. That was what I needed. I needed someone to report to. I needed someone to know that when I would pick up the kids' food, I had to write it down and tell them, you know, if I didn't train, why didn't I train? If I didn't stick to my food plan, my nutrition plan, why? Like, and I needed to have that outlet of being able to tell someone other than a family member or a close friend, how I was feeling each week and even, you know, each day. You know, I would jump onto the Zoom session once a week and just have a chat. And Helen had no judgment. She didn't know my background. And so it was really good. I'd get excited every weekend to take, you know, do our weekly photos and our measurements. And I'd get excited because I was like, let's see how much I've progressed. Let's see what I've done. Let's see how much I've changed. And it just kept me on track. Like, it really kept me on track, just having someone to report to and being accountable to, because that was probably the one main difference that I couldn't hide.
Yeah.
I paid good money and I couldn't hide.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's just unpack. I mean, you've told us a lot of information here, and you've said that you've done like four, almost five challenges, and every time you slightly got a little bit better. And throughout that whole time, you were still wearing the hat of the fitness person, right? You were still the fitness instructor. You were probably inspiring lots of people to be fit and active. You know, it took like five challenges or four challenges or so to get there. And I think this is a really important distinction where we go, we all have the information, we have the knowledge. And I'm sure if you're listening and I go, hey, what should you be eating? Everyone knows what they should be eating. Everyone knows how they should be training, but applying that is a whole nother conversation, right? And you probably had the most supportive people around you, right? You had your partner, you had your family, you had your friends. And throughout years of doing the challenge, you probably had lots of people really close to you supporting you. But I think there's one interesting thing about that where people get so close to us that we have no, what's the word I'm looking for? Like when we need to report to someone externally, it's now become a real thing where now I have to, you know, report to someone. It's now official. It's like, oh yeah, well, I have to talk to Helen, as an example, that I picked at the kids' food. And when we're telling our partner, you know, they might not understand. They might be like, oh yeah, it's fine, you know, whatever, like you do you kind of thing. But now that you have to report to Helen, Helen goes, well, why did you do that? That's not getting you closer to your goal, right? And I think it's really interesting because yes, you could have all the information in the world. You could know all the things. You could be like, you know, yourself, a personal trainer, you know, you could be me with some knowledge. I don't know everything, but I know some knowledge, but I still need to apply it. And at the end of the day, you know, weight loss or changing our body is a simple equation, right? You know, we look at it, we're like, all right, eat less energy than you expend, right? But applying that is so different. And I think it doesn't help when you look online and you see the success stories, right? You see the before and after photo, the 12 weeks, and you go, oh, well, look, so-and-so did it in 12 weeks. I have to do it in 12 weeks, or I need to do it in 12 weeks. Or if I don't do it in 12 weeks, I am then a failure, right? And that is a fallacy because it's just a survivorship bias. But what tends to happen is you might take one challenge, two challenges, three challenges, or one block of training, two blocks of training, three blocks of training, just to figure things out, right? And over time, you get better and better, right? Just like quitting smoking, you might have to quit smoking a couple of times and you get better every single time. So can you speak a little bit about how every challenge you might have learned something new and it just built onto the next and the next and the next, and then you took it to the next level when you did the platinum challenge to get in the top 10? Like, can you speak a little bit about that progress every time you got that little bit better at doing the challenge?
Yeah, so the training for me, I'll first start with the training. Mm. It was a different kind of training than what I had been used to. Mm-hmm. I had been used to doing a lot of cardio, mm-hmm, and a lot of HIIT circuits. So having that sort of structured training and having a plan, the first sort of two challenges, I didn't really follow it. I just was like, oh yeah, I don't get this. I sort of went along my own merry way and thought, I'm just going to do my own thing. I know what I'm doing. Like, you know, but hey, I'm part of the Maxine's challenge. I'm doing the challenge, but I'm going to do my own thing. Mm-hmm. But then it was seeing the stories and listening to people. And a lot of the things that came out with every challenge, Steve, was when people would say, don't get disheartened. The magic happens around about week 8, week 9. And I thought, I've never made it to week 8 or week 9. Like, what are these people on about? It should happen straight away, like week 4, week 5. I want to see results. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. And even with the nutrition, learning a new way to eat and to eat more and to learn how to eat the right things to fuel my body. Like, I now, with each challenge, realize that I now look at food as fuel for my body. If I don't eat correctly, then I don't have the energy and the stamina to be able to put my training principles into place. The food also helps, you know, fuel my recovery as well. And when I got to this last challenge, so the main challenge was my fourth challenge, I started treating this challenge as a job. So I changed my complete mindset that just because I'm registered for the Maxine's challenge doesn't mean diddly squat if I'm not actually following the Maxine's challenge. So it was a whole shift in mindset.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about challenging beliefs. And I think this is important because we often have people sign up to the Max and the Maxine challenge with previous history of sports or training, or they've got an expectation where they need to do lots of cardio or hit circuits, or they've followed bodybuilding since the Arnold days and they need to train that certain way. So when you've got this experience as a personal trainer, as a fitness instructor, and then you sit there and look at the plans and go, well, that looks okay, but I'm going to do my own thing. What was the process like when you started to challenge your own beliefs, expectations, and almost brought it all the way back to being a super beginner and going, hey, like, I'm going to follow this plan and see if it works? Can you speak a little bit about that mindset shift where you challenged your own biases, challenged your own beliefs to try something new and adopt, you know, our quotation way of training?
It was interesting. It was a real journey. I just had this shift in my mind that I thought, yes, I've got this experience. Yes, I've got these qualifications, but I'm not perfect and I don't know it all. And I'm continually learning. And I thought, what's the worst that can happen? What have I got to lose? Mm-hmm. So that was when I think it was even by about week two of the May challenge where I just had this shift. And I remember talking to Helen about it, having a conversation. I just had this shift in my mind and I thought, trust the process. I often hear people and I often read about people saying, trust the process. And I never really got it. I never really understood when people said, trust the process. And I thought to myself, well, what have I got to lose? I've attempted three previous challenges and haven't, in my own way, been successful. Go ahead and just focus. Focus on the nutrition. These people know what they're doing. The Max and Maxine's challenge has been around for, oh, I don't know how many years, Steve.
It's close to 10 years now, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. I've had numerous friends go through it. I thought, you know, these guys know what they're doing and wouldn't be continually bringing out these challenges three times a year if it didn't work. So that was when I just had that shift and I thought, follow it, just follow it and see what happens.
Yeah. I think the concept of, quote, trust the process is interesting because in one hand, yes, I want you to commit to it, right? And trust it, to trust in us. But then also I want you to be a little bit skeptical of things, right? Like if you're going to go headfirst into a program and just believe it completely, maybe that's going to lead to some limitations, right? So in one aspect, I want you to question the program. I want you to go, okay, should I be training 3 days a week or 4 days a week? Should I be doing these things? Great. But to a certain point where you need to then commit to it and go, hey, okay, I now understand what it is. And then now I'm going to commit to it, right? And if we think about bodies as mini experiments, right? And the challenge is a 12-week experiment. Sure, you might've been training for 20 years a certain way. I then would question, all right, well, has it been working for 20 years? Who knows? Then we can go, okay, well, for 12 weeks, try our way. You know, let's see if we can change things up. Then after 12 weeks, if you run a good experiment, then you can go, okay, did it work? Yes or no? And if it didn't work, okay, sure. We can all agree that some bodies won't respond to every single way of training. And maybe our way of training doesn't work for your body. And that's okay. That's fine. But you won't know unless you try it. And you won't know those outcomes unless you try it completely. So the main summary is, yes, I want you to be skeptical because we shouldn't just completely follow everything that we see online, right? But there will be a point where you need to commit to it and go, okay, I'm going to try this 100%. I'm going to give it a good crack. And if at the end of the process, it doesn't work for me, okay, I'm going to tick that off my list saying that thing didn't work for me. But then if you continue to do everything you've been doing for the past 20 years and you're still not seeing changes in your body, maybe it's time to almost put that to the side and go, okay, what I've been doing for 20 years hasn't been working. Maybe it's time for me to try something new, right?
Yep. I was going to say, just on that, Steve, like with the Platinum program, we had to check in every week, obviously with photos. And, you know, I'll be honest, I wasn't 100% compliant the whole time, especially with my nutrition. I will say with my training, I never missed a training session. And anyway, it got to week 8 and I thought, let's see what all these people are on about. Everyone says you get to week 8 and you start to see the magic happen. I thought, righto. So started week 8, I was perfect. No snacking at the kids' food, increased my intensity in the training, and my week 9, end of week 9, my photos and my measurements were incredible. I was blown away. And I had the conversation with Helen and I said, I wanted to see if these people were right. I'd been skeptical, like we talked, like you just said. And I thought, I just wanted to see if these people were right. And blow me away, they were.
So good.
That started week 8 to week 9. That's where my biggest change happened. And it just motivated me to
get all the way to the end.
Get the way to the end. I'd come that far and there was no way I was stopping now.
Wow, that's so cool. That's so good. Let's talk about some challenges now. So, you know, every individual is going to face their own barriers to their body transformation. So can you speak a little bit about some of the barriers or challenges that you had to overcome to achieve the amazing result that you did?
I guess, I don't know. I've been trying to think of, you know, even when I did my week 12, the final check-in, and I can't really come up with any major barriers or challenges. I had a home gym set up and I actually had that set up back in November. So it wasn't that due to COVID, I ran out and set up my home gym. So I had no excuses. There was no challenge in actually getting to the gym. I guess my one main challenge, to be honest, was the kids.
Yeah.
And explaining to them why, because I would have my own meals and I guess explaining to them why I was having my own meals, why I was eating what I was eating. Their kids, I've got a 9-year-old, 6-year-old, 4-year-old, and 3-year-old. So they kept asking me, why are you eating what we're eating, Mum? Like, why are you having your meal? And so that was probably my biggest challenge, explaining to them and explaining to my daughter, who's 9, why I was doing what I was doing. And because I didn't want her to think, oh, you know, everybody's got to be skinny, or, you know, I didn't want that for her at that age to be in that self-esteem. I wanted to show her that it wasn't about losing weight and being skinny. It was more about being happy and just being fit, being healthy, being strong. You know, girls can be strong. So I wanted to show her that. And I guess the other main challenge, my biggest challenge, and it probably seems little, but was picking up the kids' food, walking past their plates or finishing off their dinner. But sort of they got to know what I was doing and they realised what I was doing and why I was doing it. And they would smack my hand by the end, you know. They would smack my hand and they'd say, no, Mum, that won't help you. No, Mum, that's not going to make you strong. And, yeah, so not the greatest, biggest challenges, but still challenging enough for me.
Yeah. I think that's important to consider, where there might be some people listening where they kind of sit there and go, well, I don't really have any challenges. Maybe they're in a great lifestyle where they don't have to work very often. Maybe they've got a home gym that's completely set up for them. They've got all the resources available to them, but something is always there that doesn't let them reach their goal, right? And maybe like you identified, where you kind of were like, oh, well, I don't really have any of these big challenges that I face. I've just kind of got to do it now, right? And the biggest challenge, like you said, I was like, oh, you felt like it was a really small thing, like, oh, I was picking at my kids' food. Okay, that really small thing was the one little barrier to get you closer to your goal, other than just going and doing it. So I think it's important to appreciate that sometimes there aren't these big, huge barriers in the way. Sometimes it's almost like an imaginary barrier that we think, oh, you know, there's something there. But when we look at it, we go, well, actually, there was nothing there. And it reminds me of this one silly like meme photo where there's a horse and it's attached to a plastic chair and the horse is just, you know, waiting, right? And it's the concept of, you know, there's nothing holding you back because the horse is just attached to all these little plastic chairs. So if you're sitting there thinking like, oh, you know, you can't do the challenge because of some reason, right? And you could make that reason a really big deal, or you can make that reason a very small thing. And then you might realize that, hey, that's actually not really a barrier. That's actually a positive, you know, like, oh, this is actually a resource for me that I can use. It wasn't a barrier that's in the way, right? From here, I kind of want to talk about change. So if you can go in your little time machine and take yourself all the way back to January 2019. So we're going back a year and a bit ago now. Mm-hmm. Can you speak a little bit about how your life has changed? And that could be maybe from the day-to-day things, such as when you wake up and how you exercise, those sorts of things, or it might be like the bigger thing, you know, like mindset shift of, you know, I can do something. So can you speak a little bit about how your life has changed since starting the challenge those years ago to where you are now?
Yeah, sure. I guess I wake up with a bounce in my step. I'm actually excited to face the day. I, you know, in the last 18 months, have a lot more tolerance for my kids. I'm happy. I'm really happy. I guess I have finally got over any body image issues that I have had for the past, 20 years since I was in high school, because I haven't always been into health and fitness. And I am a happy wife. And my husband says, happy wife, happy life. I actually like myself. And actually, I love myself now. Mm-hmm. And at the start of January last year, I absolutely despised myself. Little things don't bother me anymore. Food, I now look at it as, is that going to benefit my body? You know, how is that going to give me energy? How is that in the right way? How is that going to help me become stronger, both mentally and physically? Because when you eat crap food, your mind goes to crap. Yeah, I feel like a totally brand new person. Like, it's totally changed my life. And I've just got a whole new zest for life. Like, I just feel like at the moment, nothing can bring me down. Yeah, sure, I've got day-to-day challenges. But thinking back to my mind and the dark spot that I was in January 29 to where I am today, totally different person. I just feel like I've come out of my shell. I feel a lot more confident. I feel like I can walk down the street and people aren't looking at me as if to say, oh God, look at her. Now they might be looking at me saying, oh God, look at her. Look how amazing she looks. I've actually got to the point now, Steve, where I don't care what people think. And for me, that is amazing, because the last 20 years, that's all I've cared about is what people think.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm at the stage now where that's all gone.
Wow. That's so cool. That's so good. Love it.
Yeah.
From here, I've got a few questions for you, kind of like a speed dating type thing. It's going to be great. So the first question is, what's your favorite exercise?
Squat, back squat, barbell back squat.
Barbell back squat. All right. I love it. I love it. All right. Let's talk about cardio. Are you a fan of cardio, or do you have a love-hate relationship with it?
I love cardio. Okay. And that was the hard thing. I love cardio.
What's your cardio of choice?
Running.
Running. Okay.
I love running.
Okay, good, yep. Good. Let's talk about flexing. What's your favorite muscle to flex?
It's a group of muscles. It'd be my back.
Your back. Okay. Yeah. All right. I like it. Dinner. What's your go-to dinner while you're on the challenge?
All right. So it's pretty boring. It was chicken, air fried chicken with air fried pumpkin and quinoa mixed together with air fried zucchini, capsicum and mushroom topped with mama's dressing.
Sorry, the ajwa.
Yeah.
Got an ajwa. So you're a fan of the air fryer, yes?
Yes. Oh, gosh. Have you got one? If you don't have one, get one.
You gotta get one. God. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about protein powder. What's your favorite flavor of protein powder?
The Maxine's Burn Salted Caramel.
Caramel. I like it. Were you a fan of the Burn Bars or the Burn Cookies?
Burn Bars.
Burn Bars. And then what's your favorite flavor of the Burn Bar?
Oh, my favorite flavor. Geez, I loved them all, actually. Well, not loved them all. It'd be Berry Chase, the Berry Chase Cake. Or was it? Mm-hmm. I know it's a protein one. Choc Mint.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that. And the cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. Oh, beauty. From here, let's finish up with some advice. So if someone came to you and was like, I've seen your transformation and I want to get fit and healthy, or they're about to start the Maxine Challenge, what advice would you give somebody?
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. You have nothing to lose, honestly, except for kilos and centimeters. You know, just do it. You know, yes, it's taken me 4 challenges. I'm even, you know, looking at going into the next one because I now have different goals. But just do it. And the support group's amazing. The Max and Maxine's official group on Facebook is amazing. Just even if you don't post in there, the amount of support and the amount of advice in there. And, you know, the forum where you get expert advice from, you know, yourselves and the ambassadors of the challenge, the information in there is invaluable. And jumping in and learning about your form and your technique, the information that you get is not just about transforming your body, but the education that you receive is just incredible for that period of time. And it's education that is life-changing and that you take on in your everyday-to-day lifestyle. So my advice would be just do it. Trust the process. Yes, question the process, but believe me, trust it from someone who has tried.
So good. I'll tell you, that's awesome advice. You know, I just want to take a moment to thank you for being part of the Challenge podcast. And, you know, a big congratulations on the amazing result. You showed everyone that, okay, you might not be able to get that transformation in one challenge or two challenges, but you're going to get better and better and better over time. And I'm sure that you've inspired so many people to live a healthier life and a fitter life. And for that, I thank you for being an ambassador of health and fitness for everyone within your circles and then the broader Max and Maxine community online. So thank you so much and a big congratulations.
Thanks, Steve. It was great to chat. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.